Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Virginia Mason Franciscan Health. Find a doctor today at vmfh.org. And by Zulily, partnering with local youth organizations to present the Zulily Dream Team. The Sounders FC Postmatch Show starts now.
Welcome in to the postgame show. Sounders win here at Lumen Field. The final score of 1-0. They get a penalty kick from Nicholas Ladero in the 39th minute, earned by Jordan Morris. And they hold on in the second half to that 1-0 win. Luis Diaz entered the match in the 65th minute. He looked good. He is healthy. He's back for the Sounders as they rise all the way up to sixth place in the Western Conference with the 1-0 win. And I'm happy to tell you that tonight's Toyota Man of the Match is Nicholas Ladero, James Riley's El Jimador Tequila player to watch. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to present tonight's Man of the Match, Nicholas Ladero. And James, I'll start with you and your thoughts on what is a big win for these Seattle Sounders.
Yeah, Jax, big win. It really is a big, big win to get the shutout, to get the victory at home event against a very good FC Dallas team that didn't make it easy. They sat deep. They were compact with their lines. They defended well. They were dangerous on the break. I thought the Sounders did well enough to get the victory. Penalty drawn by some courageous, very brave play by Jordan Morris going direct. And then Nico Ladero going 18 for 18 is not an easy feat. Tucks it away as you want your big captain to do. So he was a big time tonight. Influenced the game as we wanted him to. And again, you got the shutout. So overall, very good team performance. And you have Rui Diaz getting in. But possibly could have had a goal on his return. If Nuhu got his head up a little bit and squared the ball across the face of the goal. But nonetheless, on a Tuesday night where sometimes it can be a little bit difficult, a little off week, right, to get into the rhythm of playing a big game at home, great result.
Well, being 1-4 in the last five games, now 2-4, it feels better. And winning, you know, it's going to be a happier locker room. A lot of guys, Kellen Rowe comes off the bench, does his part. Great to see Rui Diaz. The shutout for me, and the fact that Fry didn't have a lot to do except the header, it was a pretty clean save from him late in the game. But you said it at halftime, James, they had to be patient and urgent, and they were. And Dallas made it very tough to play. I was impressed with their organization, their discipline, their shape. Seattle didn't foul unnecessarily Danny and, you know, give Dallas a freebie except just before the half, right, on Choose foul. But I thought Seattle played a pretty disciplined game as well. And here's what you get. Jordan Morris, you know, he just creates things. That little diagonal run, that's the difference, right? That and 18 for 18 on PKs from Nicholas Ladero. But that one little run, that's the difference maker in this. That takes you from ninth place to sixth place. And now we got Atlanta going, coming here. So it should be a little bit of momentum for the Sounders.
We talked about coming off the bench, Areola, Ferreira, their big guns coming off the bench, their all-stars in 2022 coming off the bench. When the tempo picked up in the second half, the Sounders were able to adapt and keep with it. They kept the ball moving quickly in tight areas when they're under pressure. They got out those areas well. They played the ball one and two touch. I think certainly Rui Diaz, you can tell his quality on the ball to be able to connect play, especially when the ball goes into his feet. Let's not forget, he's small by stature, but he plays really well with his back to goal. Yeah. And I remember when he first came into the team, we didn't find him enough with the back to his goal, but we've slowly learned that he's really good in that position. And I think that really helped. And you've got to give credit. I think the two guys in the middle who Brian Schmetzer had talked about, and Christian Roldan and Rusnak, who'd been kind of like, let's say it's a B-minus so far. You could feel like Brian was given that type of grade with Roldan back in that spot versus preferred and what he's done so well in an advanced spot. Those two did their job tonight. Mm-hmm. No question. Mm-hmm. They kept the ball moving. Sometimes in the first half when the game allowed it, there was a few extra touches. But as the game picked up, they continued to pick away passes, intercept balls. They were a really good shield for the back four. and they distributed out and they found the ball when we needed to. So I think all in all, Brian Schmetzer goes back to it. 3 points is all what was needed tonight, and Brian Schmetzer got good performances from his big players, especially with Ladero and Morris combining in some ways for that goal.
And James, you mentioned that Raul Ruiz Diaz nearly gets a goal on his return. But Nuhu nearly had that goal that we've all been
100%
waiting for.
No, I mean, you have to take it.
The shot was saved, yeah. But man, he had it on the break. It was a great pass, dude. Yeah. He had it. Yeah. He had it. But the shot saved. I mean, what a moment that would have been for Nuhu. But again, yeah, you're absolutely right. If he had squared that ball away, that's a goal 10 out of 10 times.
No, you have to. It's funny because we have, you know, a great vantage point. I mean, you love it when a Ruiz Diaz is upset. You could see he's maybe not upset. He's upset he didn't get a goal, maybe he wanted to do better, but he's always been that way. When a forward doesn't score, if they still have that chip on their shoulder, it's unbelievable, because now he's going to come back to training better. He's going to demand more. He's going to lift the team. So it's a great vantage point from up here. He was upset after the game, even though the group won, maybe because he didn't score the goal, right? Maybe because he didn't play the way he wanted to play. But I thought, again, he was fantastic, provided a great lift for the group. And he came on maybe a bit sooner than I expected, but got some great minutes, I thought.
It's great to see him stretch his legs out and get a run in and not look any, you know, hindrance or lack of confidence in that as well. And you're right. Those goal scorers, that's exactly how they are. Play with Brent Goulet, who's the national team guy. If he didn't score a goal and we won 3-0, he's in the corner.
Right.
He's upset. You're like, just hang in there, buddy. Our team won, right? But Ruiz Diaz, he has to get those goals. That's his lifeblood.
Yeah, I agree. And I think also I'd be interested to have seen, if it was October right now, would Ruiz Diaz come back a little early? Huh. You know, I wonder if Brian was able to hold him back just a little bit based on the timing of his injury, knowing that, hey, there's a bigger picture here, right? You got to make him fit. These games are going to come thick and fast soon. But let me go back to Nuhu really quick. There's a couple of strikes against Nuhu at times. Where he, you know, as far as forward, the delivery and execution is not great, and he's a slow tracker back, right? When he missed that shot, I got to give the kid credit. He got up and he sprinted 70 yards back, even though I think it was Christian Roldan, maybe filled in from left back. Maybe it was a Kellen Rowe, maybe it dropped in. He worked his way all the way back. We haven't seen that all that often sometimes. Nuhu's slow getting back, but he got on his bike and he got back. He understood what his responsibility was. Yeah. Get back in, defend, and get that clean sheet.
That's
to your point.
That's a great point.
It's a bit of man management from Coach Schmetzer, don't you think? Because he walked off the bench in the last game, didn't shake anybody's hand, right? And I'm sure, and he did miss a game, coach's decision, right? And we don't know what that was, but we know that obviously he got on the wrong side of the coach and the team. And today, you're right, he was disciplined. He didn't throw his hands up. That's what you need. That's what your teammates need from you, right? They need
that. He was cleaner with the ball today as well. He didn't overcomplicate his game, and that's what he's so good at. When he played in the three and he didn't overcomplicate his game, he was stellar last year. He was an all-star. Playing a left back in a four right now, sometimes he gets in those advanced positions, but he was clean. He was technically good today.
Yeah, and I think, Coach Pete, you alluded to it. I mean, I think it was just a good professional performance, Mary, and Danny alluded to it as well. I mean, no hands in the air. Everyone did their bit on, and, you know, behind the ball, in front of the ball, in transitional moments, on that track back. I mean, one, a great run to get into that position, had a great first touch. Go ahead and have a go. Could have squared it, didn't, no problem. But I thought everyone just did their bit. You know what I mean? Everyone just put in a good, honest shift today and got a great, great team result.
I would say the indication for me of a good team performance is when your center backs are not noticed. And there wasn't many times that we had to do flying tackles. As we said, you know, back in the day when you play on grass, if you've got mud on your knees, it means that you're desperation tackle.
Right.
No mud on your knees, even as a center back. And today they were quiet, which is a good thing because the team around them create that shield to protect that goal.
Sounders with a 1-0 win here tonight over Dallas. And Sounders FC and Boeing are teaming up to support the Washington Youth Soccer Community Corner on match days this season. Join us in the stadium as we welcome Washington Youth Soccer players and coaches to cheer on the Rave Green, courtesy of Boeing. Sounders winning 1-0 tonight. Nicholas Ladero, 18th out of 18 penalty kicks there in the 39th minute, giving Seattle the win. We're going to have a lot coming up on the next 45 minutes of this post-game show/Sounders Weekly. It's going to be a multifaceted show. You're going to hopefully, I believe, hear from head coach Brian Schmetzer a little bit later on. So we will continue the post-match show coming up next on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM.
There's magic in the world.
People will tell you there isn't.
They just want you to get back to work.
Be quiet.
And not ask questions.
Those people need 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
When you've seen the magic.
And felt the magic.
You can no longer deny the magic.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
And now we pause for a word from Charlotte, the junk fairy.
A friend is a person who always brings a little magic with them. Be a friend.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
How much money did your family spend last month on groceries? What about on extra stuff like takeout or streaming subscriptions? Knowing the answers to questions like these is key to financial freedom, but who has the time to calculate it? Now, with WaFed Bank's brand new digital banking experience, you don't need to spend more time on your finances to get more control. With our mobile app and online banking platform, you can create budgets and track spending across various accounts using a more modern and secure interface. WaFedBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Sounders fans! We're excited to announce that Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now the official LASIK provider of the Rave Green.
Sharp Vision Modern LASIK offers life-changing LASIK starting at $495 per eye,
along with a wide range of vision correction treatments. To learn more about your vision options, schedule a free consultation online at sharp-vision.com or call us at 452-451-2020. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of the Seattle Sounders FC.
Hey there, Sounders fans. All of us at Sound Transit love when you take the train to the match. But we want to remind you to use crosswalks and obey traffic signals near tracks. Trains are quieter than you expect, travel in both directions, and approach at varying speeds that are difficult to judge. The amount of time you might save by ducking or going around a crossing gate isn't worth risking your life for. So next time you're by a track, play it safe. That way, we all win.
A message from Sound Transit.
Here's Brian with Northgate Rare Coins.
We truly appreciate your business and your trust. Whether you are selling your jewelry or coins or investing in precious metals, you will experience unrivaled honesty and respect. We keep up with the price fluctuations of the precious metals market and pay accordingly. We provide truthful and fair prices, free expert appraisals, and a pleasant experience.
And speaking of that experience, here's another satisfied customer.
When I recently decided to invest in gold, I instantly thought about going to Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals, and boy am I glad that I did, because I don't know much about buying gold, but when I went to the shop today, the person who assisted me, Brian, he was very knowledgeable. So thank you, Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals, for your assistance.
If you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals, come and see us.
In Seattle, see Northgate Rare Coins online at northgatecs.com. In Lynnwood, see the Coin Market off 164th Street online at coinmarket.biz.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Welcome back to the post-match show. You're here and taking big care of business because the Sounders took care of business tonight against FC Dallas. Final 1-0 win. Nicholas Ladero penalty kick, and it is time for our Emerald Queen Casino play of the match. Going into tonight, he was 17-for-17 in MLS regular season play, and with this kick, he became 18-for-18.
An opportunity to take the lead. Will he make up for his mistake, or will Nico Ladero capitalize on it? Big moment, not just in this game, but perhaps the season moving forward for the Sounders. Nico Ladero against Paz, and he sends the keeper the wrong way. Mr. Perfect from the penalty spot scores again. It's 18-for-18, and more importantly, the Sounders are in front, 1-0.
And they win by a score of 1-0. Mr. Perfect indeed, 18-for-18. The play of the match is presented by Emerald Queen Casino, the betting capital of the Northwest. And really quickly, before we continue this nice long post-match show here today, I will tell you that tonight's 93.3 KJR FM coverage is brought to you by El Jimador Tequila. This summer, make any moment a margarita moment with El Jimador Tequila, the official tequila of Sounders FC. Keep it real and make it fresh with El Jimador's 100% good vibes and 100% agave. But please, especially after wins, enjoy 100% responsibly. El Jimador Tequila is 40% alcohol by volume. Must be 21 or older to enjoy. Pete Fewing, I cut you off before that last segment ended. I'll just throw the floor to you after this 1-0 win for the Sounders tonight.
Okay, first thing, on the penalty kicks, he is such variety. Goalies don't know. They obviously have watched every one of those PKs. I've yet to see him go down the middle, the Panenka yet. here, right? Maybe did it a year or two ago, but he is so good on the PKs. But don't forget, he gave one to Rui Diaz when he came back after the first hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. And he said, you take it, get yourself your goal, get on track. So good for Nico, the captain, right?
Right.
That's how they do it. James, you said that everybody did their job. You've been in that locker room. My question is, what's Brian saying and what's the team vibe? Because they know they did their job as well. So what's it like you've been in there?
Certainly, I think going into a new month, right, you break down the month into points. So you're saying we have a certain amount of home games, certain amount of away games. We want to come out of this month with 12 points, 15 points. And that's how we know, you know, we've had a solid month in our progression to the playoffs. And so for me, the locker room is going to be one of relief, but excitement, knowing that they had a fantastic team performance, got the shutout, got a lot of people involved in the game, got your top, you know, your one of your top strikers involved coming back from injury. Your captain gets the penalty. One of your leading goal scorer draws the penalty. So I think, again, an overall great team performance, but now it's an expectation to get results. I think that's when they were so good, is when they walked on the field and there was an expectation that they were going to get a result, home or away, right? And so now this is a great opportunity to really use this as a momentum builder into the next game.
Big for the Seattle Sounders with Atlanta coming up. We're going to talk about the Atlanta match a little bit later on in the post-match show. I believe we are going to hear from head coach Brian Schmetzer momentarily, so we'll take a very quick break. We'll come back and hear for the head coach after tonight's 1-0 win here over Dallas at Lumen Field that jumps the Sounders all the way up to sixth place in the Western Conference. More coming up next on the post-match show. Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM.
Located in sunny Squim, Sunland Golf Club enjoys excellent golf weather on a year-round basis. The course is open to the public, featuring a natural setting with stunning mountain views, abundant wildlife, and is enjoyable for players of all skill levels. Stop by the renovated restaurant, Fire and Stein, and grab a delicious meal and a cold beverage after your round. Book your tee time online to get the lowest green fee at sunlandgolf.com. Sign up for their emails so you don't miss any of their specials and events. Spend more time outdoors this season at Sunland Golf Club.
Lace up, Sounders fans. The Rave Green Run, presented by Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, is back. Sunday, September 11th, you can race or walk a scenic 5K route through Starfire Sports Complex, Sounder FC's official training headquarters in Tukwila. You'll also get to celebrate with fellow participants at the Finish Line Festival, presented by Dasani, as well as receive a 2022 race shirt. All proceeds benefit Rave Foundation, the official charitable arm of Sounders FC. Register now at ravegreenrun.org.
With over 50 million sold worldwide, what does Toyota Corolla do for an encore? It evolves to become more powerful, more connected, and safer. It becomes more efficient with an EPA-estimated 52 mpg hybrid. And now it becomes more versatile. Introducing the all-new Corolla Cross with available all-wheel drive. The first-ever Corolla SUV. A dealer doc fee of up to $200 may be added. Toyota, let's go places.
Live entertainment is back at the Emerald Queen Casino with the master of Motown, Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson, legendary singer, songwriter, up close and personal at the all-new EQC Event Center, October 22nd. Tickets at emeraldqueen.com. Smokey Robinson, only at Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. I want to talk to you about connection. It's responsiveness, accountability, accessibility. At 1-800-DUI-AWAY, we answer our phones 24/7 to promptly get you the information you need. We know we have to be there when you need us. And often that happens on evenings and weekends. Our team of top-rated lawyers and friendly support staff ensures that you have access to all the right people and resources you need. As trial lawyers, we know that facts sell and empathy wins. We form meaningful connections, listening deeply to your story to uncover every avenue for success. We're here for you every step of the way, even after your case is done. Call 1-800-DUI-AWAY or go to 1-800-DUIAway.com for your free consultation for any criminal charge. Connection and accountability might be a lost art in some places. At 1-800-DUI-AWAY, it's simply the standard we bring to every client and every case.
1-800-DUIOA.
You're listening to Sounders FC Soccer on Seattle Sports Leader 93.3 KJR FM.
the post-match show. Sounders FC winning today at Lumen Field by a score of 1-0. Nicholas Ladero, your man of the match tonight, getting that penalty kick in the 39th minute. Sounders go on to win by that score. And looking ahead to what's next, the Sounders are hitting the road this coming Saturday against Atlanta United FC. It's going to be a noon kickoff, 11:30 pre-match show from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta this coming Saturday. You can watch the match on ABC. Listen right here on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM and El Rey 1360 for Spanish. The 2022 Sounders FC season is presented by Primera Blue Cross. Primera Blue Cross, always in your corner. Before we hear from head coach Brian Schmetzer in just a matter of moments, you know, Danny, we look at this and the Sounders' previous home game against Colorado, you got the win. Went to LAFC. We know how that went. Come back to Seattle. Got the win. Now they go on the road again. But it seems like the friendly confines of Lumen Field have been good to the Sounders.
Well, before tonight's game, we had played 22 with 12 games left for 34-game regular season, right? Six home games, six away games. If you win all your home games, it's 18 points. So that gets us to 47 points, independent of all away games, right? Then I took a look at what the playoff line was at seventh for the last 3 years. Three full years. Take away 2020 for the mess of COVID. But 2018, 2019, 2021. The seventh place team was on 48 points single year in the last three real full seasons. So if you win all your games at home, you get to 47 points, you nick a couple of results on the road per the last couple of seasons, you get yourself in the playoffs. So, and the Sounders, to James's point, and we've all said it over and over again the last couple of weeks, you've got to win your home games. Brian Schmetz has spoken of that. They got the job done today. Another kind of 1-0 win. It doesn't matter how it gets done at this point, because as James talked about month by month, now he's going to say, hey, we've got 11 games left. All right, now it's about a point thing. Because at some point, you're looking around. As much as Brian Schmetz, as a coach, you can say, hey, don't look at the standings, don't look at results, just next game, next game, next game. We're all human, right? And these players are human as well. And they're looking at these kind of calculations and seeing what other results are going around the field. But it's about taking care of business at home.
It is. When I coached the Kitsap Pumas, a funny thing happened. I'd take the game roster, and at the end of the game, I'd take it and I'd crumple it up and I'd throw it over my shoulder. And it was, and all of a sudden, within two games, every player started doing that. They had a fictitious roster and they throw it over their shoulder. That team won the national championship. One of the guys was like, I don't know what happened. But that made us all just start looking at the next game, just start focusing on the next one. And it became almost like end of the meeting. Instead of, you know, Pumas on three, it was roster over the shoulder. Everybody got off and went and did their thing. I liked what you said. There's a bit of relief, James. Now, okay, now we're getting back to what you're talking about, right? And this, holy cow, between July and August, 12 games.
Yeah.
Eight on the road, four at home. And so every game that they can get those 3 points, and we got another one coming, is vital for where the squad's at. Those are great stats, Danny. The seventh place and where they're at, it kind of brings us back to what's most important.
Yeah, and great stats. And it would also be interesting to see, you know, what separated maybe four through seven, because the Western Conference right now is pretty tight. So even winning, you know, the rest of your home games and maybe nicking a couple on the road could elevate you even further, right?
It's tight. I think I looked at a couple of years, it was 47 points was the team in eighth.
Yeah.
Right? Just missed out. Remember when we'd lose out on a point to get number one versus number two a couple of years ago, right? And you look at those games in May, you're like, God, we just threw away 3 points for a last minute equalizer. You know, it's important. Every point counts.
Yeah, and I think it'll be business as usual for the group. I mean, they'll get in, they'll get recovered, and it'll be on to the next. Regen tomorrow. You saw guys getting their work in after the game, and then it's just an expectation. We're in it now. You can almost smell it in the air. Once it gets to August, September, it is almost like a smell in the air, right? It's time to kind of just click it on a little bit and get yourself into the playoffs as the highest seed possible and turn it on a little bit.
And it's important time to remind everybody that in terms of getting that number one seed, it's not all it sounds, because I think going back to something like, gosh, what's the stat? Something like 2013, I want to say, the only number one seed to make MLS Cup, not just win MLS Cup, make MLS Cup, was Toronto in 2017. Was it 16? No, yeah, 2017, obviously, because they beat the Seattle Sounders in 2017. They're the only team to make MLS Cup as a number one seed. Number two seeds, number three seeds have really dominated, and four seeds and lower have really dominated the MLS Cup playoffs for the last, most of the last decade.
It's about rhythm with any sports, you know, player, whether you're playing soccer, football, basketball, whatever. It's about rhythm. And I think a lot of times you look at those stats, and it's often spoken about the team that gets a good win in that first round, they're on a rhythm. They've already had a full week of practice. They're getting into it. They get into their second week of rhythm, whereas a team in number one has typically had a number of weeks off, and they then try to find that rhythm as they go into a really important game. So it doesn't surprise me that happens. That kind of happens across the board in different sports. It's a challenge for sure.
And as I say that, I think I am wrong, though, because I want to say Atlanta, I feel like, was the number one seed in the East the year they beat Portland, I want to say. I may have that stat completely wrong. I might be actually looking at the Western Conference, and it looks like Brian Schmetzer, head coach of the Sounders, is sitting down to talk about the team's 1-0 win tonight over FC Dallas. Let's bring up Zoom. Let's hear from head coach Brian Schmetzer about the 1-0 win tonight at Lumen.
Brian, can you just go over, how do I start this? Complete win for you. I mean, you get the shutout, you get the goal, kind of when you needed to win. What can you say about today's win?
Well, it's all about them. I told you guys already earlier in the week that that was a determined group. So, you know, if you look at the flow, ebbs and flow of the game, you know, Nico's 5 minute, the back line kind of stymied us in a few moments in the first half. You know, his game plan was good. You know, he's going to bring his stars on in the second half. They switched back to, you know, 4-2-3-1. And we overcame tactics, mentality, maybe some tight jerseys because we needed to win. Nico 18 for 18. I mean, the guy never misses. Probably just jinxed him though. You know, I mean, it's all about the character in that room. That's the only thing I can say. They, you know, those guys want to win. Can't say it any more simpler. Those guys want to win. They are not resting on the laurels of CCL. They want to play well. They want to play better and see how far we can get.
Just to be able to finish the game, how important is that now moving forward?
Say that again?
The ability to finish the game off.
Yeah, with some, you know, moments there. I mean, you know, we could have, you know, maybe put it away. I know knew who wants to score, but Raul was, you know, open. You know, we'll watch things on film. I mean, we'll see where we can do better to make it 2-0, even though 2-0 doesn't actually guarantee you a victory. I mean, just ask New York Red Bull. But, you know, would have helped us for sure.
We'll stay on this side of the room. John, go for it.
Coach, you do get the goal from the penalty kick today, but you do fail to score from the run of play. Does that concern you with the, you know, chances that you did create today and the inability to score from the run of play, or is that not such a concern at this point?
No, I think that's actually a negative take. Sorry.
Our apologies. It's a family show.
Sorry. Sorry. So look, and again, did we create enough quality chances? I'll have our crack sports science team tell us what our expected goals were and how we could have done a little bit better. But I didn't really care how this game turned out. We just needed 3 points.
Other questions in the room? Yep. Mike is coming around for you.
You hear that?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's a happy group.
Coach, congrats on the win. You have been looking for the consistency in the midfield with Christian and Albert. What do you think about today's game? And what, if you can comment on Leo Chu's game as well?
On which? The last game?
No, Leo Chu.
Leo Chu.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Christian and Albert, you know, I wanted to give them a couple of games to see how that looked and how that worked. I think Nico when you add him into that midfield group, you know, everybody, I think the team, you know, starts to play a little bit more consistently. You know, I think I said this before, Albert has had many different partners in there. So giving him one, I think is good. And as far as Leo Chu concerned, I mean, you guys saw it. He played well. He did some things that were very good. He had some things that he needs to improve on. But, you know, he took an opportunity to start with the first team. And, you know, although he didn't show up with goals or assists, I thought there were some good moments for sure.
Other questions in the room before we go up to Zoom? Okay, we'll come back for follow-ups in here. But for now, Nico Moreno, you're the first hand I see on Zoom. Go ahead and ask your question, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to maybe ask Brian a little bit about what he thought about just the attacking movements. You know, we always talk about the attacking movements. It just seemed like the team was a little tight, maybe just that first half. And then his take on, you know, Raul Ruidíaz is getting some minutes and seeing what he thought about him coming into the game.
So, again, we've done this, Nico. We've done this to opponents. You know, you're in the middle of a three-game week, and you play with a back line of five, and you try and take the, you know, crowd out of the game. I mean, we've done that many times ourselves. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, again, our attacking movements were perhaps more difficult tonight because our opponent was in a deeper block. I mean, they pressed in some moments, so credit to them for not sitting all the way back. But, you know, I think it was challenging. I think we always talk about, you know, Jordan being more effective when the game is really open. And then Raul, I mean, it's great to have him back on the field. I need to get him game fit, match fit, 90-minute fit. So he's on his specific program, and we will continue to work with him because he's obviously a very important part of creating chances, Nico.
Okay, next question. We'll stay on Zoom. I see a few hands on there, which is fine. Jada Evans, please go ahead and ask your question.
Thanks. Congratulations on the win, Brian. I wanted to ask just a little bit more about Raul and Christian. So as far as with Raul, in terms of getting him game fit, does that mean that he could possibly feature this weekend against Atlanta? And then with Christian, you've had like a few more games or a good set of games to see him in the middle. And can you like expand a little bit more about how he's doing in there?
Well, Raul did feature tonight. He will feature against Atlanta. And then, you know, then they go off to the well-deserved All-Star break, although he and Jordan don't have a break. So we'll see if he can dazzle the people in Minnesota. So happy with Raul. And, you know, again, Christian, just being Christian, he does a great job wherever we put him on the field. And, you know, tonight was no different. And, you know, for the, you know, next game for sure in the foreseeable future, I'll keep him in that spot.
Okay, Felipe Maqueda, I see you have your hand up. Please go ahead and ask your question.
Thank you, Alex. Congratulations, Coach Brian. My question to you is that a couple of games ago, you talked about the last touch for the team. I'd like to ask you how the team has improved in that department. You were mentioning that you like always the team to go forward when they are possessing the ball. I'd like to know if the team has improved in that. And also, looks like you've been using Jimmy Medranda and Leo Chu and Kellen Rowe on the right side. Looks like you haven't found the somebody consistent in that position.
That is correct. All those guys have had an opportunity to play. So we'll see which one of them takes their opportunity. And as far as the, I believe you said first touch or, you know, when we first win possession of the ball, I need us to connect the first pass and then the second pass. And preferably Felipe, it would be a pass that's played forward. I think you guys can all see it very clearly. Sometimes our team gets stuck. You know, we defend, we win possession of the ball, and then we play sideways, or we play the ball back to Steph, and then he's put under pressure, and then our opponent can pin us in our defending half. So I think tonight we did an okay job, a little bit better, but we'll continue to try and work on that and be a little bit better in our transition.
Head coach Brian Schmetzer, Seattle winning tonight over Dallas by a score of 1-0. Nicholas Lodero, the penalty kick in the 39th now, 18-for-18 in MLS regular season play. And Sounder fans, even the greatest athletes, make sure to take the time to catch up with their friends over at Michelob Ultra, because they know that the joy is the whole game, not the end game. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. We'll take a break, come back, and react to Brian Schmetzer's press conference and start looking ahead to Saturday's big game on the road in Atlanta. More coming up on the postgame show, Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM.
I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY, and I want to talk to you about the difference between a loyal defense lawyer and a former prosecutor. A loyal defense lawyer puts heart and passion into helping the accused, motivated by innocent until proven guilty, not putting people in jail. Call 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Our entire team is comprised of loyal career defense lawyers with a clear allegiance to fighting for your rights. Meanwhile, hiring a former prosecutor has its risks. Even a confused tiger doesn't change its stripes. They were originally committed to putting people in the slammer. These are the habits that can stick. Rushing to judgment, skeptical listening, being dismissive. This is the last thing you need from your lawyer. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-DUI-AWAY, or visit 1-800-DUI-AWAY.com, and make sure a loyal defense lawyer who has always cared for your rights is by your side.
1-800-DUI-AWAY.
Hey there, Sounders fans. All of us at Sound Transit love when you take the train to the match. But we want to remind you to use crosswalks and obey traffic signals near tracks. Trains are quieter than you expect, travel in both directions, and approach at varying speeds that are difficult to judge. The amount of time you might save by ducking or going around a crossing gate isn't worth risking your life for. So next time you're by a track, play it safe. That way, we all win.
A message from Sound Transit.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Welcome to Allstate, where we bring it all together. And bundling your home and auto is good, right? And it saves you up to 25%. It all comes together. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Bundled savings discounts will vary by state. Saving up to 25% is a countrywide average of savings off the home policy. Combining the multiple policy discount for having auto insurance with Allstate and the welcome discount savings at enrollment.
Hey, it's Puck here. Imagine never having to mow your lawn again or having your own backyard putting green. Let Synthetic Turf Northwest make it happen. Synthetic Turf Northwest line of pro natural artificial grasses are kid-approved, pet-friendly, and look like real Northwest grass. Within Synthetic Turf Northwest, you can stop the insanity. No mud, no mess, no mowing, and battling your natural turf lawn. Have the yard of your dreams. Our pros can design and install or pick up a contractor or do-it-yourself kit. Call today, 425-788-0718, or visit SyntheticTurfNW.com.
Seattle Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM Seattle, an iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one.
You're listening to Sounders FC Soccer on Seattle's Sports Leader, 93.3 KJR-FM.
Back to the post-match show. Jackson Feltz, Danny Jackson, Pete Fewing, and James Riley here talking about a Seattle Sounders 1-0 victory here tonight at Lumen Field. And I will tell you that Sounders FC, Sounders fans, Sound Transit would like to remind everyone to obey all signs and signals when around train tracks. Light rail trains are quiet and come in both directions, so stay aware and play it safe. So we just heard from head coach Brian Schmetzer. Pete, what are your takeaways from his press conference there?
Well, it's all about man management, isn't it? And right there, Brian gives all the credit to the players. They listen to what we say. They listen to what the head coach says when he's talking to the media. And when they're listening to that, they're saying, that's right, we're back. Right? And we earned the win. We earned the shutout. We did the work to create the goal. So he gives it to the players, which is what a good leader does, because they're the ones that are going to go play on the field. So you can tell he was, I like James' comment about being a bit relieved. You can tell he's, you know, able to relax a little bit. It's first game in the month of August, and they got 3 points. So, but I do like that, you know, he praises guys, and sometimes it's you're giving the praise in advance of what they're going to do and what you believe they can do, not necessarily what they just did tonight, right? So he was good with his players. And when players hear that, they say, okay, coach has confidence. That'll carry on to the next game.
Yeah, I think, you know, you never know what goes behind closed doors, right? Those conversations. I mean, Brian's so good at putting an arm around a shoulder or kick up the backside, and he has a feel for it, right? He knows when to do it. And for certain players, every player is a little bit different, needs a different level of motivation. But it was interesting, you know, when you talk about Brian, always talking about the positives, right? Like, you know, the work rate, you know, of certain players. He was asked a question about that left-hand side or that right-hand side, I guess. Jordan Morris, Christian Roldan dropping back in. He validated his, you know, commitment today and his contribution to the game, whereas during the week he was saying, hey, he hasn't quite found his rhythm yet in the middle of the park alongside Albert Rusnak. But when you think about that open spot, you know, and the void that Christian Roldan has left there, he's still trying to figure out the right combination. You know, I would have been interested to see, we talked about it even last game, to see Chu or Madronda in the case of the last couple of games on the left, favored left foot, and Jordan on the right. But then again, he's a player that, you know, he's a coach that's going to look at Jordan and think he's my go-to guy, top scorer. Do I shift him and unbalance him to something that he's not completely comfortable with? So, you know, again, he sees it day in, day out. He knows the players. He feels them out. He knows how he has to get the best out of players. And now is the time when you really got to extract all that, because you've got this kind of ramp up now to September, October time. And Brian's been there many, many times now, both as assistant and as a head coach. The success is there, and he knows his players. And, you know, I think one thing's for sure, the players love playing for him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, him speaking about the character of the group is important, as you alluded to, Coach Pete. Is he always puts it back on the players. It's fantastic. You just said that the character of the group is one that is a winning character, a good group of guys. And so, you know, not scoring a goal, you saw the comment about not scoring a goal on the run and play. Who cares? You got 3 points at home, right? Your top scorer, your captain, or your top scorer drew the penalty. Your captain stuck the penalty. You got Rui Diaz back on. There's so many positives from this Tuesday night game. And, you know, the Sounders can look back on it, you know, as we, you know, inch forward and really try to make a push to get into the playoffs and see this as a pinnacle game, a good game to kind of alleviate a little bit of skid, to get a home win against a good team performance. Rui Diaz comes back. I mean, it could be a good opportunity to really build on that.
And really quickly, James, I know you wanted to hit on a point about somebody who was in attendance tonight at this match.
Yeah, so Lucci Gonzalez was here, former FC Dallas coach and U.S. national team assistant coach, probably to watch some national team prospects in Jordan Morris, Christian Roldan, Areola, Ferreira, all have opportunities to possibly get to the World Cup, which is the pinnacle. So it's good to see that displayed. I know Berhalter and his staff are always very active in wanting to see players. So it's great to see. He was just right next to us. And again, former FC Dallas coach, did very well with that group. Sad to see him go, but obviously he's gone on to greener pastures and has a great opportunity with the U.S. national team.
Yeah, they let him go. And then Nico Estevez, former assistant for Greg Berhalter, mm-hmm. took over. We clearly saw his defensive skill, Berhalter's defensive skill instilled in Nico Estevez. They are very organized. But heck, for Jordan to be able to create that penalty and his runs that he made today with the national team watching, that's good.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how it works, because that little run, if that will be duly noted, because do they have a player that can make that little mm-hmm. run and create that little burst? It's funny how it works. It's one little play here or there, Danny, and when he sees it live, he says, hey, there's not many guys that are willing to do that.
Well, you know, movement from different players creates opportunities for others, right? You know, we've talked a lot about, hey, does Montero kind of come in, check it to the ball? Does it drag out, you know, Tafari just that little bit, which he did, and then it gives Jordan that chance to go in behind in that little space. It's all about timing. timing, right? Delivery of the ball, timing of the run, check in, creating that space. But of course, if Jordan continues to make those runs, what does it do? It backs off the, you know, the two center backs. Maybe the outside right back slides in just to create a bit of cover. Where's the space? Well, Nuhu has the space potentially to shift to the left-hand side where it's all being dragged away, and then all of a sudden other areas open up. So, you know, the great thing about this team is you're not relying on one player. You know, there's attraction of defense to a number of different assets that we have in that attacking third, and that just creates other opportunities for others. We still haven't seen, you know, Albert Rosenak delivers that ball today, him on in terms of stats, right? Like, that, I feel, is still there to come. And I think it's going to get more and more, you know, it's going to come as we get towards playoffs. I think JP being gone, there's a different responsibility now to sit a little bit more. But one of those guys is going to get a license. We saw it with Cristiano Ronaldo against LAFC for that goal. At some point, when you play two guys in front, one guy's got to have a license to go. It'll be interesting to see how that works out in the next couple of weeks.
Will be interesting indeed, and the Sounders are right back at it this Saturday. We'll talk about the match in Atlanta. And also, this is a Sounders weekly program as well. We'll take a look around the Sound as well. A couple news and notes to pass along. So our post-game show following the Sounders FC 1-0 win, and also Sounders Weekly continues next on Sports Radio 93.3. 3 KJR FM.
Here's Brian with Northgate Rare Coins.
We truly appreciate your business and your trust. Whether you are selling your jewelry or coins or investing in precious metals, you will experience unrivaled honesty and respect. We keep up with the price fluctuations of the precious metals market and pay accordingly. We provide truthful and fair prices, free expert appraisals, and a pleasant experience.
And speaking of that experience, here's another satisfied customer.
When I recently decided to invest in gold, I instantly thought about going to Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals, and boy am I glad that I did, because I don't know much about buying gold, but when I went to the shop today, the person who assisted me, Brian, he was very knowledgeable. So thank you, Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals, for your assistance.
If you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals, come and see us.
In Seattle, see Northgate Rare Coins online at northgatecs.com. In Lynnwood, see the Coin Market off 164th Street online at coinmarket.biz.
Hey, Sounders fans! We're excited to announce that Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now the official LASIK provider of the Rave Green. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK offers life-changing LASIK starting at $495 per eye, along with a wide range of vision correction treatments. To learn more about your vision options, schedule a free consultation online at sharp-vision.com or call us at 452-451-2020. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of the Seattle Sounders FC.
Listen to this.
Zakawani, the flying winger.
Here's Brad Evans.
Hey, what's up, Sounders fans? Steve Zakawani here, inviting you to join us every Thursday, side-by-side podcast, Inside News on the Sounders, interviews with your favorite players and coaches, hosted by myself, Steve Zakawani, and your captain, Brad Evans, side-by-side every Thursday. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Gallagher knows what's essential to our community is being there for one another when it matters most, facing the future with confidence together. It's why we're proud to sponsor Seattle Sounders FC. Through every challenge, Gallagher consults with employers from around the globe to better drive outcomes for their organization and employees. Because no matter what new normal comes next, Gallagher is here to help you face it. Gallagher Risk Management, Benefits, Insurance, and Consulting. Visit us at ajg.com.
Hey, it's Puck here. Imagine never having to mow your lawn again or having your own backyard putting green. Let Synthetic Turf Northwest make it happen. Synthetic Turf Northwest line of pro natural artificial grasses are kid approved, pet friendly, and look like real Northwest grass. Within Synthetic Turf Northwest, you can stop the insanity. No mud, no mess, no mowing, and battling your natural turf lawn. Have the yard of your dreams. Our pros can design and install or pick up a contractor or do-it-yourself kit. Call today, 425-788-0718, or visit SyntheticTurfNW.com.
You're listening to Sounders FC Soccer on Seattle Sports Leader, 93.3 KJR-FM.
Welcome back to the Sounders FC postgame show and also Sounders Weekly here on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM. Well, for every edition of Sounders Weekly, we always take you around the Sound, telling you everything going on with other clubs here around the city and around the area. We always bring on Andrew Harvey to do that, but I'll tell you that for Tacoma Defiance, Wade Weber just keeps killing it. This last weekend, a 5-1 win over St. Louis City. They are 4-0 in the month of July, and total goals 4-17. Total goals against 4. They have a goal differential of 13 in a single month. So Wade Weber continuing to do an amazing job. OL Reign picked up a 1-0 win earlier today in Louisville. And then also Ballard FC. Their season ended in the Western Conference Final in the USL2 playoffs. Declan McGlynn, Pete Fewing for your Seattle University, an amazing season. And for Ballard FC, their inaugural year to make it all the way to the Final 8 of USL2. Just fantastic. So what a year there for Ballard FC. Well, Sounder fans, even the greatest athletes, make sure to take the time to catch up with their friends over on Michelob Ultra, because they know that the joy is the whole game, not the end game. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. And with our few minutes left, let's take a look at our Sharp Vision opponent outlook for Saturday's match for your Seattle Sounders down in Atlanta. Kickoff at noon, pregame at 11:30 here on KJR. Let's go around the room here. And you know, Gonzalo Pineda, head coach of Atlanta, Pete. Brian, obviously, it'd be a reunion for those two guys, but they've been littered with so many injuries this year for Atlanta. They're sitting in 12th place right now. Thoughts on Pineda and the team the Sounders will be facing this weekend?
Well, I think he is a young coach that's going to be in this league a long time, if not get picked off to go somewhere else. He's got 54 caps for Mexico during his playing days. I remember as he was transitioning from player to coach, Brian said, keep an eye on this guy. He literally said, you might think of him as an assistant for Seattle U. Well, that he jumped way past that very quickly, and I know Brian would say that Gonzo had a tremendous impact on the players, and the respect the players have for him. He's a high character guy, very, very humble. You know, it's killing him that they're not getting the wins. He's had to deal with a ton of injuries, more so than even Kansas City, Peter Vermees. But Gonzo Pineda is a player's coach, and players want to earn his respect. He's not a screamer, right? Tactically, you know, I think Brian gave him all the credit for the win at L.A. and the conference final a couple years ago at Los Angeles. It was Gonzo's tactics that made that happen. So, I mean, he's a guy that every one of us would have loved to have played for, and everybody has a lot of respect for him. I don't think he gets kicked out of this league quickly because of this season. I think they value him too much for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm. No, certainly fantastic pedigree as a player and an assistant coach, has an opportunity to do it as a head coach. I think, you know, pleasantries will be shared, you know, initially, but then it's game time. Another a great opportunity for, you know, the Sounders to put back-to-back wins together against a team that's a bit vulnerable, still fighting for their playoff hopes as well, just below the line. So again, pleasantries shared, but then it's game time. And for me, you build off this momentum, right, with an expectation to get a result on the weekend. And we talked about winning your home games and then stealing something on the road. This is a great opportunity to do so, coming off a great win here Tuesday night.
You know, there's certain players you see when they're playing out in the field towards the end of their career, they get to be like, that guy's going to be a good coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And there's others that surprise you. Think, is he going to be a good coach? And he does. And somehow they find a way, right? And they manage that transition. I hope that he's given that time, right, to get through an injury-ravaged season. Can he squeak out things? 4 points from the playoff line right now. Can he squeak out some results just like the Sounders need to do as they kind of get that run in towards playoffs? Because, unfortunately, the game of professional sports is a results-driven environment, right? It is about results. Atlanta continue. I've always had these great crowds. They have a huge buzz playing Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You know, there's an expectation there from that organization and from the fan base for wins and success and goals and entertainment. And, you know, I think we all hope that Gonzo will get through this year, get to rebuild, get some health around his squad in the offseason, and then get a real good start in 2023. Because in the end of the day, it's about getting results.
Yeah, and you talk about just the sustainability of coaching, right? You said Ziggy Schmidt here, all-time great. Into, you know, Smetzer, fantastic, will be an all-time great. And you look at a team like Atlanta and how many big-time coaches they've cycled through after Tata, right? Yeah. Tata leaves, and they've cycled through some big, big names to try to find stability in how they want to play, with big money being backed and pushed into the club. So, again, it takes it back just to the sustainability of a club long-term. And the Sounders have obviously shown that and illustrated that. And Atlanta is just a big spending, high-rolling team that wants results and excitement right away.
And it will be exciting there. Noon on Saturday. Pre-match show will begin at 11:30 a.m. So brunch with the pre-match here on Saturday morning. Sounders at Mercedes-Benz Stadium to face Atlanta United. And I will tell you that the opponent outlook for Saturday's match was presented by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, the official LASIK provider for Sounders FC. So that will do it for our show tonight. I want to thank Jacob back in the studio, Terry here on site, Danny Jackson, Pete Fewing, always fantastic. James, it's been a pleasure to have you in the booth tonight, my friend.
Thanks,
we hope to see more
me.
Of you.
Thank you.
Awesome stuff from James Riley as well. The absolute best in the business here. My name is Jackson Phelps. We thank you so much for listening. Back here at Lumen Field, 1-0 win for your Sounders. Atlanta coming up on Saturday, so we'll talk to you then. And you will, of course, hear the full breakdown of everything going on in the sports world. I should very quickly mention a big RIP, and very sorry to hear about the loss of Vin Scully earlier tonight. A broadcasting legend in the sports world. Nobody did it better than Vin Scully in terms of baseball. Him and Dave Niehaus, 1A and 1B. An absolute legend lost today in the broadcasting world at the age of 94. So thoughts out to his family, the entire Dodgers organization, the absolute GOAT. And I mean that. Sometimes we use the overuse the word GOAT. He is truly the GOAT of baseball broadcasting here in the United States. So tough news there. But on that note, everybody, have a wonderful evening. We will talk to you on Saturday for Sounders in Atlanta, and Fox Sports Radio is coming up next.
You've been listening to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Win free LASIK from Sharp Vision when Sounders FC scores anytime after the 88th minute at a home match.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.